Whether you're traveling, budgeting, or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. NAB app. It's made for human.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I made a little announcement yesterday, Fev, that I have expanded my little family.
Yeah, you
and
have.
Now
have
a
girl on board.
Puppy on its way.
Congratulations.
The countdown is on. Yes. 7 days until our little doggy enters our world. Now, Trixie has, and she's always wanted a puppy. And I know she's only 5, but it's been a constant thing. And I have been feeling very bad as a mum and a parent because I'm not good with dogs. And I've never been good with dogs since we had a dog that had a personality disorder. And it used to attack me.
Beasley.
When I was growing up.
Who diagnosed that?
I did, but if we got our good mate, Dr. Chris Brown, involved, he would have said that Beasley had a personality disorder.
Dr. Chris Brown, he was on the project last night telling us whether a snake would hold a knife in its teeth or in its tail.
He knows his
hasn't
stuff.
Hasn't got much on, Doc.
So my our little doggy is on its way and I'm getting prepped for it. Now, one thing that Leon, our executive producer, he mentioned to me yesterday and I said to him, oh, this is brilliant. He said to me, well, obviously, Fee, this dog is going to be a big feature in your life. It's going to have its own Instagram page. And I thought, genius.
Insta-famous.
Yes.
No.
But no, what's funny about this is I'm going to, from a person who's not been a dog person, in fact, not really
like
good
it.
With dogs, I'm going to become crazy dog lady.
Yes, and you just
and
take
I'm going to embrace
and upload.
It. Yes, and I've got some friends that have got face pages for their, what do you mean?
Well, she's going to be competing with the dog on Instagram.
No, she's not.
Remember when Dave used to ring up and be Trixie?
Yeah, that's
that'd
right.
That would have been amazing. Been perfect
he can
time
be
for
this
Trixie
dog.
To ring in.
No, but it's funny because I've got some mates that have Insta pages for their animals and I've laughed.
I've got a couple
it's
of mates too.
Tedious.
I thought it was really silly.
I would never follow a pet.
I'm totally doing it.
But I want the goal for this Insta page for whatever the dog's name is.
Okay, Lizzie. Rosie.
It's going to be Lizzie.
Well, it's Lizzie.
We've named it, have we?
Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box.
Well, that's a long handle.
That's a long
handle. I know. Well, yeah, but I had to fight it. I didn't tell you this, Fev. At first when I said to Trix, what are we going to call the dog? She was really pushing for Blossom Possum.
Great name.
Blossom Possum.
Way more memorable.
I reckon that's better than Lizzie.
No, well, anyway, she's ended up, she wants Lizzie, but she wants Rosie too. She wants Cookie. But anyway,
okay.
Lizzie Rosie Box is the Insta handle.
Okay, so we're going to
get. How do you spell Lizzie?
It's L-I-Z-Z-I-E.
Okay.
That's the way you normally spell it.
Well, there's a Y option.
Okay. Rosie, R-O-S-I-E.
Got it.
Box.
B-O-X. At Lizzie Rosie Box.
So we need this, because Byron's got 15,000 followers on Instagram. We need this dog to get more than Byron.
Oh, that'd be soul
destroying.
So
everyone, please follow.
Don't.
Lizzie Rosie Box. 15,000 Byron has. If a dog gets more than you, I'll do something.
There's not even a post of the dog on the page yet.
Yeah, that's even better.
If this page with no photos gets more followers than you, Byron.
Oh, mate, it'd be amazing.
I would be at rock bottom if that happened.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I made the announcement yesterday that I've adopted a little beautiful dog and she's coming into our world next week. Trixie's named her Lizzie Rosie Box.
Very cute.
She's a little cutie and she arrives next week and I said I'm going to become one of those crazy dog ladies and I've already started the Instagram handle Lizzie Rosie Box because she's going to have her own feed with her own photos.
She's flying at the moment.
And, well, Fev has put the challenge out there for her to get more followers than Byron.
Yes, and she's up to over 1,200 followers
already.
Oh, come
off it. This is a dog.
Byron Webb's been working into the radio industry for a long time.
Byron Cook.
And
with an E on the end.
You've only got 15,000.
Oh, this is flattening.
Lizzie Rosie Box is coming, and there's a couple of little text messages or Insta posts.
Comments.
Yep. And you've actually posted one, so people follow you, like what you did there. Someone said, Paulie_... Can this photo get more likes than all of Byron's photos? # let's do it.
It probably will. This is, I'm
well, I wasn't even
so
gonna put the
flat.
I wasn't going to put the photo up, but now I've put it up because welcome to the
nuts.
World, Lizzie. Now now that we're part of Dogs of Insta, #
You're in the Insta world
Insta
of dogs.
Insta world of dogs. Well, we've got Kay from South Morang here. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Kay, I mean, my fellow dog person, this is great to chat with you. You've got a dog that's on Insta?
Yeah, I have a toy cavoodle.
So do I!
Oh my God, you're so alike.
I've always wanted to say that. I don't even have her yet, Kay. I'm so excited.
How many followers has she got, Kay?
She's got 1,200 followers.
Oh, well, Lizzie Rosie Box has passed her.
Kay, now what's involved in the upkeep of an Insta feed for a dog?
Well, I feel like it's more about, like, keeping people up to date with, like, what the dog does. And the different outfits that you're going to...
What the dog out- does. Yes. What the dog does. The dog eats and it craps. What else does it do?
And it plays.
Kay said outfits. This is new to me. What's the world of outfits?
Mm-hmm. Dress them up.
Mia's got all different kinds of outfits. So she's got pajamas, she's got tracksuits, she's got dresses. She's got her own wardrobe that was made for her.
What's Mia's Insta page?
I'll look Mia.dacavoodle.
Yeah, Mia.dacavoodle.
Mia de Cavoodle.
Get Lizzie to shoot Mia a follow.
Okay, I will. I'm just looking for Mia. Thank you, Kay. This is really helpful, insightful. Dogs are huge on Instagram. Sean from Bunyip. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Sean. What's your dog's name?
Coda.
Coda, and Coda's got his or her own feed?
Yeah, she's got her own Instagram.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going all right. It only started a few days ago, so not that many likes yet, but getting there.
It's all right. I think Lizzie Rosie Box just followed you, so you'll be right. Get you up there.
All right. We post a lot of videos of her meeting other dogs and stuff, so...
Do you have to get permission from other parents, the parents of other dogs, to put them on Insta?
Fev turns up. Fev turns up to the park with a release form. Thanks, Sean. And that is Coda.the.staff. It's an American staffy there, Coda.
Okay, love this. James in Mernda. Hi, James.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, good. James, have you got a dog on Insta?
Yeah, I actually got two. They're two Rottweilers. Dakota _Oscar_Rottweilers.
Ooh, how looking many them followers? Up now?
At the moment, we have 5,000, just over 5,000 followers.
Oh, come on. There's a challenge for Lizzie Rosie. You've only got 1,600.
Yeah. And the most we got on one photo was 2,900 likes on one photo.
What were the dogs doing?
Nothing. It just... sitting on the grass looking out at something.
3,000
likes. What the hell are people doing?
What I love about this, because Fev, you've put the challenge out there that Lizzie Rosie Box should get more followers than Byron Cook. Byron, I think you're going to have to start wearing like outfits. maybe more cockroach outfits for you.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fev, you drew something to my attention yesterday that I was unaware of. Your fame has grown in so many different ways when you think about it. You are obviously a huge football star. Now you're a radio star. You've been King of the Jungle. You came fourth on Dance with the Stars. I came second. When were you modelling?
Are you for real?
sunglasses campaign. What was that company called?
I mentioned them.
Or just every day in the studio for me. Hey, look at that face. Look at that chiseled jaw. I'm a very lucky girl.
Giant chin.
Now, what we were all unaware of...
And then look at Byron.
Ooh. ..is that a few years ago you made it into a rap song. You're actually being heralded and sung about.
And the only reason I found this out, Boxy, is when I was in Bali, right up at the Yungasun, and they've got like... When you're sitting at the bar in your villa, you can play music through the little iPod thing. Yeah. And Jace had his iThingo on. And we're sitting there having Bing Tangs and we're swimming in the pool and this song come on and I'm like, did that say my name? And Jace is like, yeah, I sent this to you like ages ago. And I never listened because I didn't listen to it.
He's your own brother. You should listen to him.
He's going through customs at the moment and I said to him, we're going about to do your little gear because he found this.
Yeah, well done, Jace. Jace Favola. He should invoice the show. But this is a rapper called Draft. That's right, isn't it, Byron? Draft.
Yeah, Draft out of Perth. Incredible MC. Great MC. Yeah. I mean, this is a credible track.
So what was it? What year was it from?
It's from the track R.I.P. J.R. a couple of years back, and Fev is referenced in the verse. Let's have a listen. Everywhere I go, a slap plane on pole. The days unfold, no one's going to save your soul. No soul over the shoulder. Nothing. Think you're Brenda Favola out of control. Going to f***ing up the team's rap. Did you forget where a team at? Not the side of Jimmy and I've seen it. Seems so seamless. More like a scene from Machinist. Mean as another three Hurricane Katrina. Look at
just
you.
Me and Brittany.
I know, he mentioned you, but It wasn't a great rap, though. He was basically saying you let your teammates down.
Did he? Yeah, probably.
That's a bit...
Also right. Says you're out of control.
Said you're out of control and did you forget you're in a team?
Obviously you didn't watch the footy.
No.
Because I got sore shoulders from carrying that team for 12 years.
1019 The Fox. Are you a divorcee and ready to find love once more? This is Fifi, Feb and Byron's Single Wives.
On the back of Fifi's brand new TV show, which starts tomorrow night. Guys, The Single Wives starts tomorrow, 7.30 on 7.
Yes, I can't wait for this. It was so exciting going on this journey with these four women, these four incredibly brave women. They put themselves forward and said, yep, we've come out of these marriages and we are ready to find love with the help of the world's Matthew Hussey.
Not the cricketer.
The world's premier dating coach. Matthew Hussey has the key. He gets it. He knows how to date. And we're so excited because we're going to have access to him. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. But we did say if there's any ladies in Melbourne who are coming out of a divorce or been in a long-term relationship and maybe they'd like some help finding love again.
We have a nervous little single wife club in here, don't we?
We do. Chanel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Now, Chanel, we've set our mission, and that is to find you love, and we are going to do that for you. I say that with great confidence, yet I have no idea how at the moment.
Well, the Hussey is the expert, not
Hussey
you.
Hussey will get involved. We'll get him involved. Now, Chanel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, where do I start?
You're divorced?
You're divorced, and how long ago did your marriage break up?
About 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And has it been hard getting back on the dating scene? Because once you're married, I imagine you think it's done. You don't have to know how Tinder works or anything. You're done for life.
Tinder? It's the first thing you go to.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I pretty much stayed to myself, studied and concentrated on just being with me and my daughter and providing a future for us.
And how old your daughter?
She's 10.
She's 10, so your daughter was 2. So that must have been hard.
Mm-hmm. It was hard, but I had family support, so it was all good.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Good. And, okay, so you've very bravely, and we think you're wonderful, because to put yourself out there, and it's very... Firstly, you're on live radio, which is already intimidating and daunting, but to put yourself out there to find love, what are you hoping for? Like, so Fev and I, as the love masters...
Can I ask her one question? Because I've just read something.
Oh, dear.
You're actually dating someone at the moment, but you're happy to ditch them. Is that right?
I'm not dating. I've met someone better.
Happy to
I want to step it up, but he's
doesn't.
Not ready.
Okay.
So
and I love this. Gone. No, but what's great about this,
gone.
Chanel, you know what you want. And
I
you're
do know
ready.
What I want.
And mm-hmm. if he's not ready, then he's just gonna fall by the wayside, and that's what happens.
You're the best.
That's just true. Chanel can't be held back.
Yeah. Well, I was at a stage where I didn't want anything, but now I've changed my mind and
this is it.
Good, you're ready.
Mm. Okay, so we are going to put it out there for you. Now, we're going to get Matthew Hussey. He's going to give you some tips.
Yep.
We're going to find the guy for you. We're going to put you on a date. And the good thing, I think it's really important for me to point this out, even as the host of The Single Wives on Channel 7, I'm the host. I'm certainly not the dating expert.
That's obvious. There we go. Well, this will be an interesting week. It will all unfold with Chanel this week. You've been great. Thank you for just hanging out and being so honest with
How
us this morning.
How do you register to be a date?
Well, no. I mean, this will all evolve as we go forward.
Oh, really? You don't know?
What I do know is that The Single Wives starts tomorrow, 7.30 on 7.
101.9 The Fox.
People go to great lengths to get the great Insta photo, don't they? We've been talking about Instagram a bit this morning because I've got my new dog, Lizzie Rosie Box. I haven't got her yet. She arrives next week. But we just launched her her Instagram page, which Fev is trying to get more followers for Lizzie than Byron.
Yeah, and we're going real well.
Well, it's been almost 2 decades of hard work in the media and a dog that Fief doesn't even own yet.
It's got 2,300.
Well, come on. What's wrong with the world?
Because she's cute.
What's wrong with the world?
She's very cute.
I just saw an Instagram model meeting with someone that very important and they don't have a job. That's what's wrong with the world.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with the world.
Blow it up. Maybe, oh, God.
Instagram. But speaking of Insta, Leon.
You can follow me at BrennanFavola.25.
Yeah, exactly.
Shameless.
No, but you often see people go to great lengths to get the perfect photo. And Leon, the other day, our executive producer, was at the Winter Night Market and he saw a couple of girls. They were friends and they wanted to get this perfect photo. So they'd brought with them a CD to hold the CD whilst one of the girls is having a photo taken, the other girl is holding up a CD with to get the that rainbow reflection.
Oh,
you know how
a CD can, or a DVD can
give off a rain to get the rainbow reflection over her face. Amazing!
God, what's like, wrong with people?
And, and it's on our Instagram page at the moment.
I'll tell you something else, Byron. About Instagram. So when I was in the States, I was laying down having a couple of frothies and Mia was having a champagne. And we noticed people walking into the establishment we were at and they'd walk in like their suit or their dresses and they'd sit down, strip down to their bathers, take a couple of photos and then head out.
You were by a pool, were you?
By a pool, yeah. Yes. And I've noticed this in Bali as well. They'd be coming into a villa
getting photos.
So Mia, because she's... you know, technology savvy, just put the Instagram, the hashtag, like the SLS or wherever we'll stay.
Yeah.
And then we'd go to the hashtag. So you put it on that because those people were taking photos and hashtagging that name. They literally put it up and go, oh, this is my day today at the office. No. We watched them. They were there for 5 minutes and they pay to go in, take a photo so it looks like they're important, and then they nick off back to work.
Wow.
I love this. What's wrong with people?
13, 10,
60. Well, let's find out. Let's ask the question. What lengths have you gone to get the great photo for Insta, or what lengths have you seen somebody else go to?
Ooh.
Dob yourself in.
13,
dob your friend
10,
in.
60.
1019, The Fox.
Now, we're talking about the lengths you've seen somebody go to get that perfect photo. Leon, our executive producer, witnessed somebody at the winter night markets. They had a CD that they'd brought with them to hold up and get the reflection of a rainbow over them as they were taking their photo. I mean, it's ingenious, but it's a lot of effort for a photo when you could just enjoy the moment.
And,
I mean, there's
and as Leon on the day put on his Instagram, there's actually a filter with a rainbow effect.
Is there really?
Yeah, that was the whole point.
Oh, you can actually
just use the filter.
Lauren from Bundoora. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Lauren. Have you gone to a crazy length to get the perfect photo?
Not myself, but others. So me and my husband were honeymooning and we were in Miami at the Mondrian and we were sunbaking by the pool and we witnessed these two girls literally risking their lives to get the best photo. So they were climbing a 4 to 5 metre cabana that they wanted to actually like stand on top of so they could get the perfect photo. Then they asked strangers to also risk their life and get involved to try to take the photo. We were dying. Like, we couldn't even believe it. Like, they were both trying to pull each other up onto this cabana. We thought they were going to, like, kill themselves.
Where's the staff at this point who are saying, get off the cabana?
Well, people I don't know. I think it was
just normal.
It just happens there every day, Fev. This is just standard.
Mate, Instagram.
Okay, there we go. Thanks for that summary. On the Fox.
1019, The Fox.
Now, Fev, you said something about an hour ago on the show.
Said a lot of things today.
You have. And, my friend, you've been on fire. I've had some belly laughs thanks to you today. Now, one thing you did say, though, was, and I remember this when I was a kid, you floated the old myth that we used to hear when we were kids.
Not a myth.
If you swallow chewing gum, or bubble gum for that matter, it lives in your stomach for 7 years before it's digested.
Well, Kaza told me that in 1988. It was a centenary year. I just got back from school. We got those coins and I swallowed some chewing. She said, that's going to be there for 7 years.
Yeah, and I remember I used to hear that when I was that age too. I used to go, oh dear, that's bad.
Don't swallow
that.
Ago.
You, 7 years later, you pooped it out.
Yep.
Well, we apparently now have the answer. I've not even heard this, but Leon Shergren, our incredible executive producer
Johnny
who is
Cash.
On everything, who is wearing a Johnny Cash-inspired hoodie
today.
He does
look like Johnny Cash today.
Leon, you found some audio that will clear things up for Fev, I believe.
Yeah, this is from the kids' educational show, World of Knowledge.
Oh, good stuff. Okay. This should clear
everything up. For children.
Okay, this should clear everything up. Here we go.
You can't digest your gum, but that doesn't mean it'll stay in your belly for 7 years. It stays for about 3 days, which is the normal amount of time for anything indigestible.
Yeah, fake news.
1019, The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Tradieoke time, and we've got Saddam from Preston, a scaffolder. Hi, Saddam.
How are you?
How are you this morning? How's scaffolding?
Oh, not bad. Just cold mornings, but
tough
job. What do we got to do?
Tough job.
That is a tough job. You'd have to be okay with heights, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I actually like it. I enjoy it. So.
Oh, we got a daredevil.
I love it. Love what you do, Sudan. That's the key to life.
And yet, his musical choice shows a sensitive side to the daredevil.
What's he chosen?
Bit of KC and JoJo, guys.
Bring someone like you, and I hope that you feel the same way.
Okay, it's tradeoke.
Sudan, we're very happy with
it's
your choice.
Hostioke.
Fev and I have already given you a big tick for this. So,
I really want that radio.
Okay, take
yes,
it away.
Yes, it's the Bosch radio. Biggest. That's the big prize.
Sudan, our scaffolder from Preston. Off you go.
I will never find another lover sweeter than you. Sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. Girl, you are close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother. And you are the only one in my everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Oh, didn't even bother with the chorus.
Great effort.
So, Preston, you are on a short list there. We've got two more to go, guys.
John, a plasterer from Pakenham. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, great,
Pakenham.
John. Thank you for calling through early on a Tuesday morning. What would you like to perform for us?
Everything I do for you, Brian Adams.
From Robin Hood.
What
a track. What
a song. I can't help it.
There's nothing I want more. Let's just let the chorus breathe here a bit.
Hey,
here you go.
Johnny. You know it's
true. What a song, Fev.
Okay, cut it off.
Everything I do.
Hey, do you live near Byron?
Oh, is that sorry?
Have you seen Byron around Pakenham?
I only say Greg, not Byron.
Oh, very funny.
Hey, you're very good.
I'm actually
John.
Pakenham Can upper, say, by the way. Pakenham upper.
I look
I
over
love
Pakenham.
The heart and the soul of our tradies in their song choice.
Beautiful. Very sensitive.
Okay,
let's hear
John,
it.
Okay, John, off you go.
Okay. Look into my eyes. You will see what you mean to me. Touch your heart. Touch your soul. You'll find me that you find no more. Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for.
What's going on?
Don't tell me it's not worth dying for.
That's all that'll do.
No chorus. Oh,
come on.
Chorus.
Okay, we go.
Keep Thank going, you. John. We want
Sing the chorus.
The chorus.
Okay. Everything I do it for you.
An interesting interpretation on Brian Adams' original.
Who was the backing vocalist there? Mate, yeah. There was a backing vocalist there, John.
Yeah, it was my mate Trav. We sing it together on the job site, a bit of a duet. So.
Well done, John and Trav.
Lucky they're not putting windows up. They're
shadow. Now, speaking of duos, duets, from Greensboro, we've got two chippies on the line, Rob and Matt. Good morning, boys.
How you going?
Yeah, good. What have you got planned for us this morning? What treats in store?
We've got High Hopes by Panic at the Disco.
Oh, hot new hit. I mean, they've actually gone in with a new...
Never heard this.
It's in the top 40. It's hot. So it doesn't have to all be old songs. Why not?
No. Fev and I aren't that familiar with this. So.
You know when they say top 40? We could do a song and go in the top 40.
Totally.
Easy.
We should. Okay, Rob and Matt, Chippies from Greensboro with Panic at the Disco. Off you go.
Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love. And I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have high hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars when I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision. Always had high hopes. Had to have high hopes for a living. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling. I was confused about one in a million.
All right, well done, boys.
That was really...
I thought that was a really solid effort.
High energy. Of course, there can only be one winner, guys. You remember Saddam in Preston, the scaffolder with Casey and Jojo, John in Packy with the plasterer with a bit of Robin Hood, and Robin Matt there with the Panic of the Disco hit.
Yes, and the Bosch Radio. Well done to Robin Matt, but I don't know that song. So when you're the judge... When you're the judge, you've got to pick a song that the person knows.
Oh,
I don't know it. I'm going to go.
That's a new rule.
I'm going to go. Yeah, I can make up the rules. It's my segment.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Well, it was our segment.
I got the Bosch radio. So,
you did broker a deal with Bosch.
You did.
At a polo event from
I didn't even get any cash out of it.
Okay.
Johnny from Pakenham. I loved him.
Thanks, Johnny, you just won.
Thanks, Sam. You're a legend, mate. Kicking goals and trailing holes. That's my plaster motto, mate.
There we go. That's fine. No, that's fine. I'm not going to dump that.
I didn't even hear
that's
it.
That's fine. Congratulations to John.
Whatever you said, John, Feb's fallen off his chair and left the studio.
John's at the pub at the moment.
Did he say drilling holes?
He's at the Central Hotel in Beaky at the moment, John, in his mind.
Oh, wow.
John, congratulations, mate. That is a Bosch Blue Powerbox 360 worksite radio. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, mate.
Oh,
see you, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
It's tax time.
Woohoo!
Tax time. And as a former employee of the ATO, used to work in their call centre, I'm all across this. Fev's just decided to sink in his seat. Fev, sit up, pay attention. This is something you may need to know because the ATO have warned of a crackdown. There's going to be a tax crackdown, particularly on a home office and travel expenses. So things that people are trying to claim.
Mm. I can't claim Bali. I kept receipts.
You don't even pay for Bali.
It's a work trip.
Pay for Bali.
Good point. You didn't pay for anything.
No, they don't know that.
Certainly don't claim for something you didn't pay for. Like, heads up.
That's why I wanted to sink in the seat.
And don't mention it on the radio. No, but if you think about it, particularly if you work from home and you have your own business, surely you'd claim everything.
Yes, 100%.
Like
football players. I claimed everything back in the day.
Footballers don't
No, but you claim TV, your Foxtel, because you have to watch footy. For work.
That's a long bow.
No, it's not. Well, you have to watch other games.
Go and watch them.
To get education on how they play.
Turn up at the gate. Going into the stadium and watch them. Well, no, see, I was going to say...
I don't want to say anymore.
131060, based on what Fev's just started there, which is a litany of the things that he's attempted to claim.
Petrol?
What have you tried to claim? Like, let's talk about when you've probably stretched it a bit too far. And any accountants listening who have... had a client try to, like, what's the most absurd thing you've had a client
this will be good.
Attempt to claim? What did you just say, water?
No, petrol.
Oh, petrol.
No, not from your house to the ground. No, but not from your house to the ground. It would be if you went from Princess Park to a Carlton function, then you could claim on that usage.
No, wouldn't it be to the ground?
Not from home. That's just commuting.
From home to training, you can claim petrol because you're going to work.
You got to keep a logbook, though.
Yeah, you got to put a logbook, mate.
Could you be bothered making a logbook?
You make it up at the end.
What are you talking about?
131060 is our number. Fev needs to stop talking.
Oh, wow. Please, somebody take the pressure off Fev. What have you tried to claim?
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking about tax time and apparently tax office are going to crack down on home office and travel expenses. So those things that you're trying to claim maybe is a bit of a stretch. And I think we've all attempted at some stage. I know I have friends that try to claim music festivals. When they go off on the weekend to...
I know that person.
Is that Johnny Cash over here?
No, I didn't name anyone. But
that particular person works in radio, that particular executive producer of our show.
I didn't...
But
that's fair enough,
that's
though.
His industry. That's
like me watching the
footy. So what's his argument to the tax office? I went to Glastonbury.
To see a performer to see if he was good enough to be on our show. Bang. Tax a crap.
Were
out
they
of it.
On the show?
No, because they weren't good enough.
I like okay. it. You should
and
represent Leon.
And I didn't remember.
Now we have asked the question: What have you tried to maybe claim?
My favourite segment
really
ever.
Really stretched plausibility. We've got Tom from Mill Park. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Tom. What have you had a crack at attempting to trying to claim?
Well, I'm a carpenter and I claim my dog food for my dog to protect my tools at night time.
Oh! Do you get away with that, Tom?
Hey?
Have you gotten away with that?
Yeah.
Mate, that's brilliant. So you've got a guard dog?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like playing security.
I'm about to get a dog. That'll be my car, dog.
I've seen that dog. You're in trouble.
Thank you, Tom.
Claiming dog food. Good to know. Kristen from Point Cook. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, guys. Kristen. I had a client who tried to claim batteries for their alarm clock because they were a shift worker. So they need to wake up for work.
Wow.
That's... Kristen,
expensive.
You're obviously an accountant. Did you let that one through?
Well, no, my boss, I was actually learning to be a tax accountant and my boss was like, yeah, no way.
Oh, I thought that
batteries.
Was quite believable.
I mean, that's aiming low, isn't it? I mean, a battery.
Hey, Kristen, they're a bit expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive. Should you just try claim everything and see what you get away with?
Yeah. Well, I was impressed that they even got a receipt for it.
It's amazing. I don't keep receipts.
I don't think you need to now. Because it's all, if you use your credit cards.
Yeah.
Then it's all
actually, do you need to,
traceable.
Kristen? Should we be keeping receipts or can we just show our like bank statements or something?
No, unless the bank statement says what actually it is.
Yeah, you need receipts.
You can keep that, but you need receipts.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Do you still have to keep them all for 7 years? Remember that?
Mate, I literally...
Yes, you still do.
That's when you swallow chewing gum.
Where do you put all the receipts for 7 years?
That's when you swallow chewing gum.
What do you mean?
Stays in your stomach for 7 years. Do you know that?
It's not true.
It is so.
Okay, Leon, can you please get a medical expert to talk about that? I think that is a myth.
But you know when you go shopping and they say, oh, sir, would you like your receipt? No.
No.
Well, what are you going to show the tax
Just give me a shopping
office?
Bag. Give me one of those plastic bags that you don't have anymore.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I'm obviously very, very excited because I'm a week away from adding a new member to my family, and that is Lizzie Rosie Box,
a yes.
Little puppy that Trixie and I are welcoming into our little family next week. And, Fev, the suggestion was, because I've decided, having never been a dog person, in actual fact, being terrified of them and having a genuine phobia, this is my new life. I am getting over that, and I'm embracing.
And I'm glad you picked the dog you did, Boxy, because very cute, as we've seen in her first picture.
What's the breed of this little thing?
She's a toy cavoodle.
Cavoodle. And one of our great friends have had a cavoodle.
Yeah.
Oh, they still got it. Great dog now, but early days, very, very whingy. They cry.
That's interesting.
I look forward to every second.
Yes, I know, but when they told me that, I'm like, I cannot wait for the week after Boxy gets his dog just to see whenever they go anywhere, they just cry.
It's going to be a sleepless night, isn't it?
And they grow into a big dog.
Oh, no, they don't. It's a toy.
No.
Toy cavoodle.
They can grow.
No, it will be about 28 centimetres. Mm. This is what I've been told.
This dog gets big.
Anyway, and it was
that's a ruler.
I specifically went with a cavoodle just because many people advised me as someone who's scared of dogs that this is a beautiful dog that I won't be scared of, like the Pekingese Maltese my mum chose and used to attack me
Beasley.
When I was growing up.
And now
anyway,
Lizzie's got 2,675,000 followers.
Yeah, because I'm going to be a crazy dog lady and I'm owning it. And I've decided I'm going to be one of those dogs of Insta people and I'm going to have a little Insta page. So we started the page Lizzie Rosie Box Fev, and you thought the mission was for Lizzie to have more followers than Byron.
Yes, and she's getting there.
How are you feeling about this, Byron?
I have worked so hard in this industry to try and build even a small profile.
Byron Webb.
Byron Cook, actually, not the guy from Smooth.
Now, Cook with an E.
I'm currently tracking what I thought was quite well. This dog that you haven't even bought yet, it's not even in your house. What? How many likes is it up to? Lizzie Rosie
Box.
It's
over 1,000 likes and over
one
two...
One photo.
When was your last time? You got 1,000 on your
Well, photo. What I've tried to do, I mean, at first I thought this is ridiculous. If you can't beat them, join them. My most recent post, and feel free to give it a like, is me actually dressed up as a dog.
Puddles the puppy. Remember that, Fev, when we made him go to Los Angeles and dress up as Puddles?
It's when I lost a bet. I lost a bet. It was Bulldogs versus Swans. I lost a bet and Thief made me dress up as Puddles the puppy.
And when you do go to Byron Cook with an E, have a look at his son and how embarrassed he is. He's in the right-hand corner with a Cavs jumper on. And I've never seen a kid more...
Ashamed of his father?
Ashamed of his dad.
Yeah, so look, this and that picture has only
72
likes, whereas Lizzie Rosie Box's picture... 1,081. This dog is my nemesis. I can't stand this
dog. And
the
72 people are all from the Fox community.
Just members of staff.
Just members.
All right, we are out of here. Beep, beep, Fev and Byron.
Whether you're travelling, budgeting, or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. NAB app. It's made for human.
101.9 The Fox.